Suddenly, it's spring. Even with these sudden March rains, we have bright blue skies and wild floral displays, and the Fresno County Blossom Trail is open and running again. It's amazing how fast blossom time sneaks up on us. But careful observers could see bud swell beginning, a month and a half ago. And now some of the trees are actually past their full bloom. They're starting their year. They're growing another crop. The white blossoms of the almonds are gone in Fresno County. But the pink of the stone fruit, they're exploding with color. Of course, where you're located makes a big difference on what's currently in bloom. It also affects when your blossom season will begin. Here in California, the blooms start at the southern passes, and then they roll their way north with waves of colorful bursts of flowers. Usually, the nuts and apples and plums are white blossoms. You can tell the trees apart by their height. Nut trees grow tall, but fruit trees are kept short for harvesting and their tops are cut flat. The plum trees have real dark wood. The stone fruits, the peaches, nectarines, and cherries, they're usually pink to red, but sometimes white with pink highlights. Well, the blossom season ends, and it's going to end soon, with the late bloomers, like cherries. I've always thought it was odd that cherries were among the last to bloom, but among the earliest to get ripe. I guess that's just one of the mysteries of nature. Well, Fresno County created the Blossom Trail about 30 years ago, and it's turned into quite the event. Today there's a Blossom Trail bike ride, a car show, a 10K run, there's festivals and art shows. The trail has become a family tradition as our city neighbors connect with our agricultural roots and revisit the uniquely valley places and institutions we've come to love here during this very beautiful time of year, the time of spring. So tell your town friends, come on out, reconnect with ag, but they better hurry, the blossom time is almost over. I'm Len Wilcox, and that's the Western View from AgNet West.